Have you ever found yourself in a place where you're asking, what's all this for?
Or you've seen or heard things and you say to yourself, what does this even mean?
You've got questions.
And we've got answers.
This is the Talk Boys Podcast. I can't, every single time we are playing that intro, me and Josh just sending it with air instruments.
And you probably have a happy dance going on in your head when you're listening to it, but in real time, there's a lot of just gyrating hips in here.
Yeah. I mean, I've been known to
just,
the one thing I'll say is I dance quite a bit, especially like, if you saw me, you wouldn't expect for me to dance as much as I do.
That's true. You are a good dancer, I feel.
Am I?
You have rhythm.
I do have rhythm.
A lot of people do not have that.
But I also just, I dance like no one's watching.
That's in someone's bathroom.
It actually, I'm pretty sure that I've seen that in a bathroom before. It might have been at my mom's house. It says dance like no one's watching. First off, why are you dancing in the bathroom?
Not a good place.
You're going to stub your toe on something. You got to think about it, you know? What's new with you, Josh?
Oh, man. Nothing much. Kind of had a... these weeks go by so fast.
For real.
To the point where I don't really... If I'm not careful, I'm like, just another week. And I don't remember anything that I did. My parents were in town. Oh, that's what happened. I just remembered. My parents were in town, which I love them very much. And my dad's a part of this weird, I'm not going to say cult, movement, tradition, if you will.
Movement.
Movement. You see what I said? You see what I mean? You see what I did?
That's like the Christian word.
Movement, yeah. It's not a cult, but it's cult-ish. What is it called? A movement. And you're like,
it's a movement. Would you like to be a part of this movement?
No, thank
Put
you.
Put on the burlap.
It's going to get itchy. Get ready. He has a Jeep. And Jeep people have this. It's a thing, dude. I didn't understand it until my dad got this Jeep that he has. And it's a cool Jeep. But he was like, there's a Jeep wave. And I'm like,
yeah.
No, there's not. And there is. Yeah, it's a claw hand. I don't know.
You go.
I don't think it's that
hey
kind of
guys.
One. Hey, Jeep fan.
Hey, buddy.
It's a double barrel finger gun. Hey.
Dos pistolas.
Every enunciation is you got to flick them at. Hey.
Hey, buddy. Hey, if you didn't know, we're shooting finger guns.
Sweet tires.
Are those beadlock rims?
I learned what that is. Yes.
Beadlocks, baby.
Yep. And so there's a Jeep wave, and I didn't realize this until he's like, I was in town. He's like, go ahead and just take my Jeep and just go wherever you need to go. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm driving. Everyone's waving at me. I go, oh, okay.
You're immediately cool.
But they're only Jeep people. And I go, I have to get one of these.
Jeeple.
I have... Jeep people or Jeeple?
Jeeple. Here's the steeple. Open it up and see all the Jeeple.
So this weekend we go to this thing called Jeep Jam.
Yeah.
There has to be over 500 Jeeps. I've never seen anything like it.
So just in one place?
It's in one place. It's like old, like just a giant field plot of land. And there's Jeep people everywhere. There's old ones, there's new ones, and there's a mud pit, and just me and my dad are loving life.
Just having the best time.
The three girls, my wife, my daughter, and my mom they don't care.
Yeah.
When are we getting
Thanks
the funnel
Thanks for saying
cakes?
That, right, because I hear people say, I could care less, and I'm like, you could? It's I couldn't care less.
Yes.
You said that right. Thanks for saying it right.
Hey, thanks, man.
You might have learned something today, everyone, listeners.
That's a good point.
It's not I could care less. It's I couldn't care less, which makes way more sense than unless you actually could care less and you're trying to be more empathetic.
Which, yeah, that's not the case most of the time. But we were there, and it was there was just a lot of patriotism, which, sure, okay.
How many times did they play Lee Greenwood's Proud to Be an American?
What, dude. Everyone, in the middle of, at any given moment.
If tomorrow all the things will go. Dude, wait, gets me every.
But guys, this isn't the national anthem. Crying. You don't have to stop and take off your hat right now. But it was weird. As soon as they played it, everyone would stop. The Jeeps would stop driving. People would just stop and just, oh, okay, we're doing this now. So
what if we hit them with, you know, most of that Jeep probably isn't even made in the States, right?
I don't.
The new ones? I don't know if they are, but it'd be something fun to find out just to kind of throw a little wrench in.
Yeah. So, I mean, those people were there, and those people are great people. I'm not saying anything bad about that, but it was just like, if we're going to a sneaker convention, those people are going to be there. And I don't mean those people in a negative way, but people who love sneakers, people who love Jeeps, people... Jeeples.
I'll say this. I watched your story on Instagram, and it looked awesome.
It was amazing. I loved it. Like I said, mudding. Big tires.
You want to go mudding?
There's the mud pit. It just rained last night. Let's go.
We could try out the four-wheel drive.
Where did I get this straw of hay that's in my mouth? It's always here.
Where the heck did these overhauls come from? Bro, we poke fun, but that looked like so much fun.
Yeah, no, dude, I want to go back.
Scratching a country boy itch when I see just a mud hole. Like, let's see what our truck will do.
You know what? My favorite thing, and I didn't understand it when it was as a kid, but Stone Cold used to stomping mud holes since whatever, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. Is that the right context? Might be something different.
Like when you're going to fight somebody, you say you'll stomp a mud hole into their rear end.
I didn't know that. It makes sense now. It's a different context, but yep. So that's what I did this past weekend. And now all I can do is just look up Jeep stuff, and they're so expensive. But I look at them, and I say, maybe one day.
Jeep, the thing about Jeeps is, now my mom had a Jeep. I've had a Jeep in the past. My mom had a Jeep. She had two Jeeps. So she had like the old two-door one.
Oh, those are so sweet. And
not the old one, but yeah, like a 4-liter, which is like, if you know Jeeps, 4-liter is the best Jeep, in my opinion, or the CJ7. Love those. But she had a 4-door Jeep, and I remember getting into it, and it was like a 2017, like a newer one.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember thinking, this isn't a Jeep. because it rode so good.
Yeah, this is a luxury sedan.
A real Jeep is supposed to beat you to death.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I personally think, and this will, people are going to hate me for this, a 4-door Jeep is not a Jeep, in my opinion. Because what makes Jeeps so amazing off road is their short wheelbase, and so
ones kept getting stuck.
Yeah, when you do the long wheelbase, your center of gravity goes off, and so yeah, the long wheelbase Jeeps don't like off road as good as the short wheelbase ones do. However, convenience. Yeah, I think the newer ones are more practical of a family car. Like, if you're getting an old Jeep, it's not a daily.
No, it can't be.
But boy.
They're so cool.
Yeah, they're awesome.
But that's what I did this past week. What about you?
Oh, man, I've been on vacation.
Yeah, you
and
have.
And so, been kind of like a little bit of everywhere. Like, I had one of those weeks where we just you ever been bopping around?
Oh, yeah, they're my favorite days.
Bopping around town.
Yep. Yeah, what are we going to do? I don't know.
Yeah, we went to my mom and stepdad. They got a little place on the lake, and so went there for a little bit, and then we went to Asheville, or like in the Asheville area. I always say Asheville because no one knows like the towns around it, and so visited some family while we were there, hung out with them, went fishing on the lake, and then I got to hang out with a buddy of mine. We went hunting one day, so just kind of like an outdoorsy week paired with just some good time with my wife, and I spent a lot of time on the road. And I've just learned, why are people so mad all the time?
They're the worst. But also, I think I contribute to that.
Like, I get road rage, but people are so mad when they're on the road. Like, Greenville, we were in Greenville, South Carolina. And you ever been somewhere where people just honk their horns all the time?
Yes, I used to live in a place where that's all they did, like a big city.
Yep. When you go out of a big city and you go into the country, and you know this because you've been in both areas.
Yeah.
In a city, like when I was in the Charlotte area, lived there for a while, honking your horn is pretty customary.
Yeah, it's normal.
But you go to the country, if you honk your horn, that means I'm ready to fight you.
Yes. But yeah, I've noticed that.
There's different honks. If you got the boop, boop, that means you sat at the red light too long.
Yes, you're on your phone. You're Yeah, that is very true.
You sat at the red light too long. But then if you got that
little double tap.
Sound like a dog. But if you do that in certain areas, people get mad. And I guess I grew up in an area for a while where like honking your horn wasn't customary. And then I go to area. So, yeah, Greenville evidently is not the same Greenville it used to be, because now we got a bunch of horn honkers.
But they're not like trying to fight. They're just like, they're just angry.
We had a guy, he kept honking his horn, and we're in a line of traffic.
Oh, I can't, dude. I can't do that.
And it's like, where are we going to go? Are we supposed to make a new road for you and your BMW?
Or I'm not honking at the car in front of you. I'm honking at the situation. That's so annoying.
Well, and you know what I always say? I pull this move. I'm waiting for them to roll up and say something to me, but I say it in the car, just to whoever's in the car. I go, hey, you're not being on time and not getting up in time and being prepared is not everyone else's problem.
Yep. Which is your fault.
Road etiquette number one, show up early. Get out of bed early and go there. If you were late for something, it is not the traffic's fault. If you're late for something, now, every now and then it's the traffic's fault. But typically, everyone's late at that point.
Yeah, and if there's a trend of you being late, it's your freaking fault.
Yeah, and so, like, it's more of a character thing if you're late all the time. Ooh.
Yeah, it is. Ooh, that's your character.
There's a character flaw. And, hey, I'm not saying, like, I've had periods and times where I've been late a lot. And I had to, like, readjust and figure out when I could get up early. But if you're mad because people are going slow and you're going to be late for work, that's not their fault. That's your fault.
100%. Every
time. You should have been more prepared.
Yep.
The second thing that I get irritated at, okay, lane is ending. So we know the lane's ending. It's been telling us for, I don't know, 2 miles now.
Oh, I can't, dude. I know where you're going with this.
I get over like a normal person in the car should. But there's these people that wait right until the lane ends, and then they try to get you to let them over.
And they get mad when you don't.
Yeah, and what you do when you do that, you're essentially saying, my time is more valuable than yours. I have to be somewhere. like the rest of the people aren't going to be there. Bro, I get so frustrated going down the road.
We can't be friends.
Yeah.
One of my best friends does that, and I hate being in the car with him when he does. I hate it, dude.
Dude. I think just me saying I don't understand why people are so angry and how angry I got just talking about those people. We got to do better.
We do, and we can. We can make a better world.
Josh, what is today's topic about?
Oh, man. Today we're just going to talk about this little tiny detail in our life called social media.
We all have it, and we all have our own stance about whether it's important or not.
Yep. And so, talk about social media. We're going to talk about how we were introduced to it. Like, because we were teenagers, I think, when it started.
Yep.
And so we got to see a bunch of crazy stuff. And we're going to talk about etiquette, pet peeves, but all this, the whole thing is about social media. We both have it.
Yep, I do. I have multiple streams of social media. Multiple
accounts.
Which we're contacting each other too much. We'll probably get to that later, but
that's true.
I was looking at how many social media accounts that I have. I got to get the word out, big dumb idiot.
First time with the new mouth.
First time talking. But, yeah, I have too many. Hey, what are you drinking over there, Josh?
It was one of those pick-me-up days, which usually Thursday is. We're going for a banger, Bang. Key lime pie?
Is it good?
It's a banger.
You haven't even opened it yet.
No, but I know it's good. Oh.
Hey, get really close to the mic and let's hear that sip.
I can't. All right.
Do the real annoying sip.
I almost died.
Dude, it bothers us so much that we couldn't even listen to it.
If you sip your drink out of a can or a cup, there's so much in life that you have to get, like, you don't have figured out.
Yeah,
that's what that shows me.
Key lime pie, is it more of like the creamy side of the key lime pie or the tart side of the key lime pie?
Creamy side, which I know, not that the consistency, but just like the...
Just a creamy energy drink? That's disgusting.
I'm going to throw up now. But
goat's milk.
It's got a dash of goat's milk in it. I don't know what that accent was, but it's really good.
Dude, goat like energy it. Drink. We should create that.
East goats.
Like greatest of all time goat, but really it's made with goats. Goats. I can't even say goat without saying goat. Did you ever see the movie The Terminal with Tom Hanks?
I don't think so, no.
Bro.
I know. It's
amazing
probably
amazing movie. But he's from a fake place called Krakosia. And he, like, basically it's stuck in the terminal because they can't let him in the U.S. Like, it's a really cool thing. But, like, he said he, like, has to translate for somebody. And he just, in one part, he goes, yes, it's for goat. And so whenever I hear the word goat, I just think.
You think of old Tom.
It's for goat. Tom Hanks going, it's for goat. But, yeah, we're going to create goat energy drink. If you take that from us.
How dare you?
I'm going to come at you.
You're no friend of mine.
With a couple of knuckle sandwiches. Buy one, get one free.
What are you drinking?
Dude, I get a lot of flack for this flavor of Bang, I love it. It is Radical Skedaddle.
No.
Have you ever had it?
No. That sounds horrible.
It is Skittles flavored.
Ah, no.
Okay, do you like Skittles?
I love Skittles.
Then you would love this. You're drinking key lime pie. You're drinking pie, and you're going to throw shade at me for drinking an energy drink that tastes like Skittles?
I just, anything that like resembles Skittles outside of actually being Skittles, I think is just such a D-bag thing. Like when... Hold on, I'll get there.
Please.
Oh man, how do I go about this? If you vape
agreeing.
And you blow out a chimney full of smoke from your dumb face.
From your big dumb head.
From the giant hole in your head.
When you get out of your
smells like Skittles, dude, something about it,
it makes me flavor to vape.
I don't. Yeah, I know.
Because I
know
agree that vaping. I agree that vaping is just.
Yeah, it's just not.
You get
not
out of your
it.
Subaru WRX. You have a Subaru hoodie on, and you got that vape pen on a necklace.
Oh no!
On a necklace,
and your shirt and pants are a tie-dye sweatshirt material.
Yeah, yeah, and you're wearing a Subaru sweatshirt with a tie-dye shirt too long under it. You're wearing Vans.
Oh, cool. Sweet Oakley's gas cans.
Oakley's. You're drinking a Bang Radical Skedaddle.
Oh, sorry. It just, my head goes there. And there's nothing, if that's you, I'm not going to say there's nothing wrong because we all have our issues. Yours is just a little more obvious.
Yeah. Dude, I remember when I thought smoking was cool.
Yeah.
But vaping has never been cool. There was never a point that I was like, this vaping looks cool.
I just, when speaking of pet peeves, when you're driving, if I see a lowered car that has an import tuner sticker on it, yeah, the license plate tag thing is rattling. Yeah, that's so
on point. Yes, dude.
That is exactly what I'm talking about.
Does it even VTEC?
And you don't even roll down your window, but only an inch. And it looks like there's a small fireplace inside of your car for the
you
amount
just
of
having a party in vape. There.
Dude, I just can't.
If I see vape coming out of your window, I immediately also know that you've got way too much LED tape inside your car.
Yeah. Where your pedals are. Like, you need to see.
And the floorboard, yeah, I can change colors with it, man. You went to AutoZone one day and you're like, dude, they got the LED tape, bro. And they have so many chrome decals.
It's got the cigarette lighter power adapter that you got stuck in there to power them.
The car dies occasionally because you got that plus those subwoofers that plus take up the whole back.
Four iPhone chargers. Yeah. Anywho, sorry. I'm sure it tastes good. I'll try it one day. That's just where my head goes.
I actually like this flavor, and I don't like candy flavored drinks.
Okay.
So
we're trying something new today.
So take that. All right. So we are going to go to social media. And the reason I want to talk about this, and we kind of pivoted.
Yeah.
We decided to talk about this just like yesterday because I feel like I find myself getting frustrated a lot on social media. And a lot of it is because of me, and I have to realize that. And then some of it, most of it, is because other people.
Yes.
And so we posted last night on our Instagram story some questions, and I feel like I kind of got a little bit surprised by the answers, but not so much.
Yeah.
What about
yeah.
you?
No, I think, I mean, I it was interesting to see, like, the questions that we had, what people put in there. Some were absolutely ridiculous, but some of them I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, I could see how this would affect the next generation and even our own generation. But yeah, it was... I think it's interesting the negative feedback that people gave, but they gave it on social media.
Yeah,
it's
they did.
Because they haven't.
So, which is so funny because it's kind of like it is an addiction. And so I think a lot of it comes from a place of typically people that are addicted to something, including like myself, I would say to a certain extent, I'm probably addicted to social media. But the reason I say that is yeah. I have to like cut off my screen time certain times. Like, yeah. Do you know there was a point in time where I went off of Instagram completely, and still to this day, I only allow myself like 30 minutes a day on Instagram.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Because if not, dude, I can spend two, three hours, yep. And then next thing you know, I'm not productive. And so I wanted to post these questions, but I was surprised like at the answer. So the first question I posted, or that we posted on our Instagram page, was, do you believe social media is a good thing? And so... this one kind of surprised me because I felt like most people would say yes. And I guess it just depends on your perspective. 57% of people, so the majority, said that they don't believe that social media is a good thing. 43% said yes, they do believe. What do you think about that, Josh?
43% of people believe social media is a good thing.
And then 57% think it isn't a good thing.
Yeah, I voted no. I don't think it's a good thing. I think it can be a good thing,
yeah,
but I think the majority of what's on there and how people use it is not good.
Yeah, I said yes, but it was just because, like, perspective-wise, for me, sometimes yeah. it can be. But that was a very hard... We actually had someone message and say yes and no. Like, they couldn't even answer it, which, honestly, I appreciate, because yeah, that was me, and I just answered it. So, what was the next question, Josh?
What frustrates you most about social media? And we got a whole litany of answers.
Bro.
You want to go through a couple of them?
Yeah. So one person said the algorithms are being made to consume us, which is in a lot of ways is true. Likes, hate. This was a vast majority of people. Fake filters, not good for young men and women. Comparison. Everyone's fake. Lack of authenticity. I'm seeing a common thread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too much bad news, fake news, competition for users' attention. Someone said Mark Zuckerberg with his sweet baby Rays.
Dude, yeah.
When you get a chance,
I got to watch that.
He's a robot man.
My friend Tina put fake and filters, not good for young men and women, which that's the big thing. And we'll get into
it. It's so bad because the fakeness is, and the lack of authenticity is, and I catch myself doing it. Think about this. How often is the photo that you upload to Facebook the first photo you took?
No, that's a good point. I never thought about that.
How did you crop it? How did you edit it? Like, there is a major lack of authenticity. But then again, like, dude, when I first opened my camera, I'm like looking down at it and I'm like, man, nobody needs to see this angle. Just the direct. Yeah. Man, I'm like, do I really look like that? All right. So the next question was, it was a poll. Oh, man. Do you believe social media was designed to help you? Do you have that poll?
Yeah, I do. So 87% of people said no.
87% of people believe that social media was not designed to help you.
And 13% said yes.
I 100% believe that social media was not designed to help and connect people. It was designed to make money.
Well, yeah, it's one of the best marketing tools of all time.
Have you seen the documentary, The Social Dilemma?
No, Netflix? I need to.
I recommend it to people. I watched it, and one of the most profound statements that they opened with is, social media doesn't cost you money to like you're not paying a subscription for Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Or Facebook. And what they said is, what you have to understand about the free market is, if you're not paying for a product, you are the product.
Hmm.
If you are not paying for the product, you are the product. Why would they want to keep you on an app? Man, you're going to buy something. How many times, Josh, have you clicked an ad online and bought something?
I'm so guilty. I've gotten in trouble by my wife.
I click on every ad, whether I buy something or not.
Yes. Yeah. If I talk about something on enough around my phone, it will show me all the things that I'm talking about. I go, I do need the collapsible metal pen to not use the same plastic one. And I freaking bought it. And I go, I don't even use it. Yeah.
You can't convince me my phone is not listening to me. The reason I say that is, me and some guys I work with, one of the guys he always says, I would buy this particular product if I got 50% off. Dude, every time we'll all get a 50% off thing, coupon.
That's so weird.
As an Instagram ad. So
yeah, they get me every time.
I would say I agree with the majority, 87%. So literally 9 out of 10 people believe social media was not designed to help you, that it was not designed for you.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I do too.
Next one. And just so you know, when we post these polls, I don't know if you know this, but most statistics are based off of a small focus group. So like what we're doing, I would say, is pretty accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is an interesting one. Do you believe social media helps you to be your best self?
Mm.
82% said no.
Yikes.
18% said yes. 82% of people do not believe that social media helps them to be their best self. I agree to a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
I said no to that because I think I get frustrated on social media a lot because of other people, but also like I don't spend the majority of my time on social media doing productive things.
Yeah, that's the thing too. What are you doing when you're on a social media platform? If it's Facebook, Instagram,
yep,
all, you know, TikTok or whatever, like what are you doing on there? Are you looking at things that are going to encourage you, or are you looking at things that are going to distract you from what you're supposed to be doing? Yeah.
You know, one of the most beautiful things, take every now and then, go on an unfollowing spree.
Oh, it's the best.
One of the things I do when I unfollow, and I need to do it more because I feel like I follow way too many people.
I do too.
I follow like 800 people.
It's
too many.
I'm way over that.
And a lot of it is stuff that I don't even, like people I don't even have interactions with. But I just, you know, maybe they're interesting. But I always ask myself when I go on an unfollowing spree, is me following this person, like, is it actually like helping me,
right,
become a better person or be my best self? Or is it like not doing that at all? So like, and when I run that filter, also candidly, if you post certain types of pictures where you're half naked, immediately unfollow.
Sorry, can't do that. Yep.
We're going there.
Cause we're already love lockdown. Because we're already
what a great song.
I know.
Was that 808?
The spirit came over me. Yep. And yeah, that's not good for me anyways. But you know what's crazy? Even for the people that are taking the picture of their half-naked self, it's not good for them.
No.
The attention they get from people, it's not even the ones that they actually or specifically want. Like, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Does the people's opinions that are liking those posts, I have a buddy, he's a recording artist, and he'll like sometimes post a meme and he'll be like, artist, like, post a beautiful song. I mean, you'll get like five people to comment, be like, somebody post, you know, a half naked selfie, 1,000 comments. It was like,
yeah.
And I think the point that he was making is, and hey, we're not just talking about females. There are dudes that post shirtless pics all the time. Yep. Hey, I'm envious that you got those six packs because your boy don't have one.
Yep.
But but at the same time, it's like, when you post that, what are your intentions behind that post?
Right.
You know, do you feel like you're getting value by that? And we'll probably allude to this a little later.
Yeah,
but
for
I
sure.
just like finding value other than social media is such a good thing because there's so many people around you that care about you.
Yeah, but you don't spend time around them because you're stuck in the social media world.
You know what I've found about a lot of people that I know that are coined influencer, meaning they have a lot of followers?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, not for the most part, but sometimes they're like some of the most socially awkward people I've ever met.
Dude. Stop it.
Is it
just
not true?
Stop it.
Is it not true, though?
Yeah, well, I will see someone... And they're so comfortable in front of a camera.
Yep.
Which to me is a red flag of something. Something's not right. And that's okay.
I'm in front of cameras every week.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hate it.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
I'm like, I hope I don't look like a big dumb idiot.
But we could both talk to a brick wall for 30 minutes. Like, we don't have an issue talking with people.
Give me that brick wall. I'll talk to it.
Yes. I'll tell you all my feelings. But
I'm sad today, Mr. Brickwall.
Oh, and the brick will say, I've just been laying around. And he'll tell me a joke without saying anything. Yeah.
Tell me about your friends.
Then I punch the brick wall. And then I will see that same person who's done freaking TikTok dances, gave their 2 cents about who's president or who's not, or their opinion on something, or preach a message online. I just felt like God said, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever.
Dude, my favorite is the... I'm going there.
Yeah, we might as well.
My favorite is the fake prophets that always are like, I don't know who this is for.
Nope. Dude,
kills me. Every time, and then they'll give you a prophecy about who's going to win the election, and then...
they don't.
Then the prophecy's not true. How did they get it wrong? I'm not saying that all of those are, like, every person that's online is bad or every minister that's online is bad. But, hey, have a little discernment.
Yes.
Because there are people online that will lead you astray. And typically, like, full circle.
Yep.
The people that I've found that are some of the most influential online are kind of socially awkward.
Yes.
Like, and I think it's because Albert Einstein coined this phrase. Years and years ago. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but he says, how did he put it? He said, I fear a day when technology will surpass human interaction. And he said, that generation will be the dumbest generation of people.
Yikes.
And I read that Albert Einstein quote, and I thought about it. I was like, you know, have you ever sat in a room with people and looked at your phone? Because I have.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a bad tendency to do that.
I'm like, as outgoing as I am, I can tend to disconnect in large crowds.
Sometimes it's just overwhelming.
Dude, yeah. All the time. Yeah.
Especially when you're the insert blank person. You're the funny guy, or you're the loud guy, or you're the whatever guy. And you're like, yeah, but not always. I'm not always like this.
Yeah. I'm not, and I typically can tend to be, me and you both can be like the life of the party some places we go, but it's kind of nice just to watch people talk and have a great time. You know what my favorite thing to do? Go to a party. If you're the outgoing person typically, I think we found ourselves probably in the same space doing this before.
Yep.
If you're the outgoing person, go and you're at a get-together or a party or whatever, go in another room and listen to everybody talk. It brings me so much joy to go into another room where I'm not part of the conversation.
Are you like, like an open room? I thought you were like, it's someone's house.
No.
Hide in their bathroom.
So like, say everybody's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Just walk to the living room or walk out on the porch and sit by yourself or sit with one other person and just listen to them. Like, it brings me so much joy to hear everybody just laughing and having a good time. And like,
yeah.
And it doesn't mean like I don't want to, but sometimes it's nice just to like,
just to look.
Just to, yeah, I'm just a people watcher.
People watching might be my favorite hobby. If we're talking about, like, if you would consider people watching a hobby, it's probably top five.
And in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, we are.
No shortage of places.
Nope. Prime spot. Front row seats.
Walmart, Waffle House.
The beach.
List. Oh, dude.
Like, not the actual beach, like sand beach, but like that usual street right before you get to the beach where all the traffic is, yep. That's where the money's
you
at.
You got just people walking with flip-flops. My favorite, every time I'm driving down what we call the strip here.
Yeah.
It's like, or downtown. People call it downtown. There's like,
no, it's a
not
beach.
Much of a downtown. Nope. But it is. It's the front, like the front block of yep. the beach with all the oceanfront hotels. You always have somebody that has just got out of the water and they flip out their flip-flop. They get going too quick and they got water in it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Dude, it kills me. It's always a big dude. And like, he's got a towel on him. And I'll tell you, big dudes, I'm one of you. Take your shirt off at the beach. You're never going to see those people again.
Yeah.
Don't be so... This is a side combo, but the reason I say this is because the most unflattering thing, and I know this because I used to be this guy, big guy goes swimming in the ocean with a shirt on, and then this mug's got to walk back to his hotel room with that wet shirt on, and it's just sticking to you, and it is not.
You look like a little a wet ghost.
That's a thick ghost there. That ghost is thick.
My favorite is the walk of shame for people from the beach. The walk of shame meaning like...
They're a little red.
They're sunburnt. The flip-flop
got them thing wet flip-flops.
Is broken. You know where the toe separator? It's already busted because you thought the Walmart ones were the good ones.
Or Old Navy flip-flops.
And you think you could just sprint in
seriously,
them?
$5. Jerry, listen, you're 300 pounds. Spend a little more on the sandals.
Yeah, get the mandals.
Get the Tevas with the back strap in case you got to take off running. That way you don't flip out your flip-flop.
Yeah, old goofy boy.
you big goober. Yeah, hey, I'm not saying this to throw shade. I am a big dude as well. And so the reason I say this is be confident in who you are.
That's it.
Be
yeah,
confident
it's not a shame thing. It's more of like
buy better flip flops. You know you can't run in them things after getting out of the water. Come on, man. Chill
Wait,
out.
Are you assuming that people wear their flip flops in the water at
no,
the beach?
But you get out of the water.
Oh,
your feet are wet.
Hot sand.
You throw the flip flop
yeah,
on,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
you get
yeah.
to walking on the road. And it's always like you got to catch up with somebody. They're yeah. yelling at you ahead. They're like, "Hey, we're at the arcade," and you. You try to run, you got that shirt sticking to you. You smell like...
Oh, fabric saran wrap on you. Just so tight.
Dude, you go to run, you flip out your flip-flop, and then now you got cigarette ashes and whatever else is on the street on your feet. Come on, do better. So, back to our last question. What is your favorite thing about social media? Vast majority said what, Josh?
That they love they use social media to stay connected with family and friends.
Yeah. And I would say like not only people around, but
yeah.
you and I live far away from our family. It helps us stay connected with people that live far away from us.
That's true. Like me and my brother have this notorious like DM group where we would just send each other the most stupid crap on
I love a good meme group.
It's memes, it's videos, it's shoes, it's everything. So it is cool to kind of stay connected with like my brothers. My mom just sends me cat videos. Like that stereotype is so true for my mother. Like, is this cat cute? And you're like, it looks like every other cat.
Dude, cats are the worst.
Yeah.
If Satan could pick a pet, it would be a cat. Dog, I'm a dog person. Listen, no one's ever spent good money on a hunting cat.
What do you mean a hunting cat? Oh, exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's true. They
you ever
exist.
Heard of the police canine cat unit? No. That cat's doing nothing for you. All right. Well, we're going to our next section. So those were the questions. And I'll say, like, those actually, like, surprise me. Most people don't think social media is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, I'm not saying it surprises me, but I felt like I thought more people would think it was a good thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I love it. But I don't know very many people who just don't have social media at all. Like, they don't have any form of
it. Those are some of the happiest people. That's true. Have no social media. Because you're not living the comparison game. Do you know that it's actually been, they're finding that it's actually as addictive to get likes on a post as it is to be like hooked on certain drugs?
Are you serious? Yeah, bro. That's not good. That's not good.
Dude, what do you think about like, you got like dealers on the street that got a photo booth? They got a puppy.
You want some likes?
I got them likes you need, bro.
But that's kind of true because can't people buy like bots?
Yeah, there are people that buy followers and they buy likes.
Yeah, so it is. It's just as addictive.
And I've been tempted to do that on our Talk Boys podcast page. But then I thought,
Let's get some real human beings. We have real fans, though. We don't have a lot.
Hey, this is episode 6, and I just want you all to know, I am floored at the response that we have gotten from this podcast. And it's not been, I'm not saying like it's blown our poor and we have 30,000 listeners worldwide, but I have been absolutely thrilled at the following that we have on this podcast and how dedicated our listener base is.
We have the best. We have the best.
Yeah, I'm not buying bot listeners because listen, if we only had 10 listeners every week, which we have more than that, which I'm very happy about, but if we only had 10 listeners every week and those listeners were as committed as our following is for this podcast,
I'm good with that.
I would make an episode every week for it.
Yep. Yep.
Worth it.
So with social media being such a big thing and everyone has it, it's still kind of a new thing, right?
Yeah.
But it kind of started when me and you were around, what, middle school, high school, like that era?
I think I was like 12. Yeah. When I first realized that social media was a thing.
You're like, oh, this is a thing. Oh. Yeah, and it wasn't just Instagram right off the bat.
No, but I'm talking about before Facebook, before MySpace.
Oh.
AIM.
Oh, AIM.
AOL Instant Messenger.
Yes, that.
Which our parents should have never let us use.
Not a chance.
I don't think my mom let me. I think I just did.
No, I did. My parents didn't know what it was, so they were like, yeah, that's fine. And I had a Sidekick phone. Oh, dude,
Snoop Dogg. I wish. Wasn't Snoop Dogg the one that made the Sidekick
phone? I think so. I love that phone so much. But you would, and the, remember the away messages, the angsty teenager away messages that you would put on there? You're usually lyrics of a band, or depending on how your relational situation was, it was a Dashboard Confessional lyric if you're Josh Delacruz.
It was either a love song or a hate song.
Yes.
Depending on, there was no like middle of the road, like this song is cool. Your song that you put, which was mainly MySpace, but dude, if you had a MySpace, I don't know if you're like me. Dude, I wish they would let you do that for Facebook or Instagram.
What, customize
it? Like a song that, dude, you could customize your profile with MySpace.
Yes.
I had like a guitar background, and when you got on my profile, it immediately played music.
Yes, and it was so cool. And you could change your song.
I had 3 songs, and typically based off what I was going through at the time.
Oh, like, yeah, your mood. You could change it to your mood. You could change it to...
I remember I went through a breakup and I would put like a mean song on there, but then I would be like in love the next week and I just have like
John Mayer.
Yeah, dude. Or I'll Be by Edwin McCain.
Oh my God.
I never put that on, but
it would have been a good one. But yeah, like the beginning, there was something kind of like AIM right at the beginning before Facebook, before my Live Journal. Did you ever have this?
Never had a Live Journal. It's, I heard about it.
Ridiculous. There was another one that started with a Z. I do not remember it, I'll be honest.
Zoop-a-doop-doop.
Zip-a-da-bop. And you just go on there and you can just talk about your feelings. But essentially, social media started off was like talking back and forth with people, but also sharing your feelings. That's what it was.
With AIM, it was really less social media, more of just chatting.
Yep.
I think AIM was a precursor to social media, but it wasn't really social media.
Right. I think it was the foundation of like, there was no personalization.
Like, we used to just get on there with my buddies and we would mess with people. Yeah. That was the only reason why we even had one.
Go into the random chats.
Dude, we get into the chat room and just start messing with people. But so when MySpace came out, that was like social media. And in a lot of ways, I miss MySpace.
I do too.
And I think part of it is just nostalgia of where I was in life. Like, I didn't have a care in the world. It's kind of like we talked about last week's episode about the song that, like, typically the songs you like most are, you know, the teenage year songs, because those are when you have, like, less responsibility and all these other things. So, but I remember when MySpace first came out, my mom and her friends had, like, been talking about how, like, evidently it was really bad because there was people, there's, like, predators on there and, you know, like, any social media platform.
Everywhere. Aliens. Aliens.
Versus.
Predators.
But she did not want me having one. And so I think MySpace kind of came out when I was like 12, maybe. 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And so when I was 13, I made a MySpace. Huh. And my mom didn't know about it.
Yeah. And why would she?
My buddy James was like the king of making a MySpace profile. Like,
he would do the custom stuff.
Dude, he was the guy. Like, he was like, I got a guy that made my profile.
He knows how to code. And you're like, no, he doesn't. He just found a website that will do it for him.
Yeah. So he made my MySpace profile, and my mom found out about it.
Oh.
Because she also made a MySpace profile.
And she saw her cute little son on
her sweet little 13-year-old Holden. Full of life.
Full of life in a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt.
Wearing his uniform polo that he had to wear in middle school in sweet navy blue with khakis. Dude, I went to a public middle school that made you wear uniforms.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. Did you go to a private school?
No, I went to a public middle school that made me wear uniforms. And we had to wear
a
big, dumb polo every day. And the logo on the polo had to be less than an inch.
Oh, but it could be any logo or any polo.
Yeah, so like that. No. It had to be a certain color. It had to be school colors. So the sixth graders wore, I had to wear Carolina blue, which is the worst color, baby blue, for a whole year. And then the very next year, it was yellow. I had to wear yellow for a whole year.
Every day.
For school. They had like dress down days, and that's when you could really let loose. You know, I come in there in my jeans and my crop top.
just crushing it.
Dude, and then eighth grade was navy, which I can get a little more on board
with. That's better.
It was like you got a reward for being
here. You go. It's more of a neutral color. Yeah.
But you had to wear khaki pants and that polo. And it couldn't have like a bigger logo than an inch. So like I would get really creative. You know, I wanted to have the cool polo. So I had the little American Eagle, make sure the Eagle was less than an inch or.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, Ralph Lauren. So yeah, I made that MySpace profile and my mom found out about it, but it's kind of like, you know, the Spider-Man standoff where they're all like, point at each other.
Oh, yeah, and there's like five of them.
Yeah, it was kind of like, well, why do you have one if I can't have one? And she's like, well, I'm an adult and you're not an adult. You know, my dad and mom were like very against me having it. But my youth pastor, he had a MySpace. And so
you,
I was like,
you used him as,
I was like, Ed has a MySpace. And my mom was like, all of a sudden they like got okay with it.
Oh, okay. Well, Ed's a sweet guy.
And also, she had one at the time, so they could heavily monitor my activity.
Yeah.
And you can't block your mom.
No, because then she's like, why'd you do that?
What are you trying to hide?
What are you trying to hide?
Yeah. So I had the customized MySpace profile. I had videos on there. I had a GIF. You remember when GIFs first came out? People think GIFs are a newer thing.
No.
GIFs started in MySpace, I believe.
I believe that, too.
And I was such a jerk. I had a little square as my profile picture, and it was a GIF. And I think it said, God sees all, but can he see why kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch? And that was the GIF.
Why did it say that? Huh? Well, why did it say that? Why cereal?
But like, you got to put yourself in a 13-year-old's
shoes. Yeah, I guess.
And I also, like, my humor hasn't changed much. And
it's so dumb.
So it was just it had, like, this heavenly being, and it would say, God sees all. And then the next, like, gif was, but can he see? And the next one is, why kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I remember I got so many people were like, that's sacrilegious. You have to pull it down. But I lifted up.
You see Holden's gif, man? He's...
He's edgy. He's an edgy.
Has he lost his faith, you think?
What about you? Tell me about your profile.
Dude, my space was, I think I was like 15 or 16, so a little bit older. It was not good for me. I'm in high school. Man, this is where it all started. I slid my first DM in MySpace. Where it wasn't a DM, it was just a message. You can message people privately all through MySpace.
Okay.
And I did, we'll leave that there. I don't do that anymore and haven't in a very long time.
I did too. I was dating when MySpace, 14 years old, I think. Not I was a good. Freshman in high school.
Yeah.
And the thing was, when you were dating, first off, you got to have your top eight.
Yep. Oh, they don't know about this, dude. They don't know about this.
People these days don't know. So you had a top friends list that you created on MySpace. So, like, everybody was your friend. But if you made it into someone's top eight, you were like, hey, like, we're in each other's top eight.
Yeah.
Dude, I had Tom in my top eight always.
Of course. Why wouldn't you put Tom? He deserves to be there.
Well, he was, like, forcing everybody to be his friend because he created MySpace. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So... But I put him in my top. I'm like, I'm going to level you up, Tom. I'm going to level you up, Tommy boy. You're being number one. So I made Tom Anderson.
Is that his name?
His name is Tom Anderson. Wow. You know he is worth like $60 million still.
Wow, good for Tom.
He cashed out, bro.
He deserves it.
He's not a robot. Tom was never a robot.
Nope, he's a real person.
Like Mark Zuckerbutt.
Why is that so funny to me?
Mark Zuckerbutt in his Sweet Baby Ray's, he's telling us we can't talk about, we're not going to be able to pray on Facebook anymore. Post this post so that we don't have, that we're allowed to pray.
Ridiculous. But yeah, my MySpace had, you could do folders in your pictures.
Yep.
So I would have the different folders in there. I would have like, the top five, you get in a fight with your friend, you take them off your top eight or top five or top three, whatever it is.
You break up, you take them off your top.
Yep. But for me, MySpace was huge because of I was in a band in high school, I don't know what you would even call it, like a emo core band or whatever.
Yo!
Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Where are you?
Very much.
Was it punk?
No, it was like, I don't even
Hawthorne know. Heights?
Yeah, very much like
same
that.
Same vibes?
Yeah, 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 same
dude,
vibe.
Hawthorne Heights.
A little singing, a little screaming, little breakdowns here and there. So I was in that, but MySpace was our biggest marketing tool for music because we could have our playlist of all of the songs we wrote. You could talk about your band. You could like hook up with other like venues and be like, hey, we'd love to play.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was great for that. But the personal stuff, that's where I think I really got into my sketchy days where I would just talk to people I don't need to talk to.
Bro, same.
And yeah.
And MySpace is now in that was where it started for me. And it's now kind of in the social media graveyard.
Yeah, it really is.
Along with Vine. Boy, did I love Vine.
I loved it. It was so funny.
I had a thriving Vine page.
Did you?
I really did.
We
yeah,
need to
I
find it.
I need to find it somewhere. I did. I had a thriving Vine page. And That was like my thing for a while. And now these people talking about TikTok.
Oh, I can't do it, dude.
It's Vine was the original TikTok. It was way better because people made actually funny videos.
Yeah, not just dance stuff.
Not just everybody dancing to everything. Hey, here's a new dance. Learn this dance.
I'm not
going to
say that.
What were you
going to
say?
No, I'm not going to say that. It's just I see people on TikTok and they're legal adults. And they're doing TikTok dances. They're not just like, I'm on there to look at the content.
And they're not good at them.
That would be one.
For the most part.
Look at me in my eyes. Stop it.
Stop your crap.
Stop. Just stop it.
Hey, if you're a grown adult and you have a TikTok, I'm not throwing shade at you. I don't have a TikTok. But I think it's because I'm already distracted by so many forms of social media.
There's too many.
So I just choose not to have a TikTok.
Can't do it.
But yeah, stop doing TikTok dances.
But not everyone should be on social media.
Bro.
There's an age thing to it.
I love that we're talking about this. Hey, listen up. Our listener base.
Listen.
You listen up. You're all probably okay to be on social media.
Yeah.
If you're listening to a podcast,
you know what the icons are. You click the right thing. You subscribe. You're playing it. You're doing fine.
Let me go ahead and say this. If you have a faded American flag in your profile picture of your face and it's a selfie, but it's just like a really bad angle and you're making a very angry face, but in the background is like of your head is just an American flag. I'm not saying to be unpatriotic. I'm just saying you fit the bill. Do you know who I'm talking? Can you immediately picture this person?
Yeah, I've seen him. I don't follow this person, but I've seen him.
It's like a see-through.
Yes.
Translucent American flag.
They took the opacity all the way down to like 20%.
It's their face, just a really bad upshot selfie. And at the bottom, it says something like, freedom ain't free. You should be off social media.
I know.
In addition, if you can't recover your password, if you've reached that age,
tap out. You got to tap out.
I have a family member. I'm not going to mention this family member.
Oh, no.
But it is an older family member, and they have like 7 Facebook profiles because they keep locking themselves out.
It's hilarious because they want you to help them. And you're like, I can't. What's the password? And you're like,
hey, check it out. And it's endearing because, like, I realize they're only on there because they want to see family. But maybe don't be on there.
No.
It's too much.
It's a lot. So not everyone should be on social media, but there's also we have personal pet peeves, right? And this is where the age thing. There's some people that don't know how to function social media, but then there's also people that you just don't need it because it's not good for your soul in so many different ways.
And there's multiple different ways.
Yes.
Go give us.
Oh man.
Give us some ways. I want examples of someone who doesn't need to be on social media. Let's do that.
So, if you're not a bodybuilder.
Oh, please go there.
If you're not a professional or you are aspiring bodybuilder or physique competitor or personal trainer.
Powerlifter, strongman.
If you're not like, that's not my job. Hey, man.
Cut the crap.
Cut the garbage. We know you're at the gym. I can see it. Your arms are 4 times the size of mine. I know that, but not everyone needs to know that.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Oh, gosh. Did I step on someone's toes?
Probably not, because you're in the gym. No, it's like there's nothing wrong with the gym. Like, I think it's healthy to be in the gym. But every time you're there and there's 9 different angles of you doing something in the gym or incur like angry rants on Instagram of why people suck because they're not in the gym as much as you are. Like, I just.
Yep.
The world doesn't need that.
You know, the gym things that get on my nerves. And I feel like I can speak to this because I'm in the gym I'm in the gym frequently.
Yeah. Leaps and bounds more than I am.
I haven't always been that way. Like,
no,
you know, because I've said in episode one, I've lost a lot of weight. And so now I go in the gym, and I'll say this, the gym is less for me to look like a bodybuilder and more for my like sanity. Like
it helps though. It helps. I live for
my mental health.
Yep.
The one thing you won't see me do frequently is post gym selfies. One, because your boy looks beat at 6 a.m. Two, I've found this. Unless they're a professional bodybuilder, typically the people that are putting up gym pics are people that don't go there normally.
Yeah. And I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm actually in the gym, but it's not.
And that lets me know that, like, you're probably not there all the time. Like, if you're making a story
about you
working out, that typically lets me know that you don't work out normally.
And
I'm not throwing shade because I think sometimes, you know what I love seeing? I love seeing results photos.
Yeah, those are, yeah.
Hey, don't show me your inputs. Do those quietly. I want to see the output. I want to celebrate you when you have put on 20 pounds of muscle or you've lost, you know, 20 pounds. Or you like results photos, dude, they encourage me so much because I have results photos on my Instagram of me when I weighed, you know, a lot more than I do now.
Yeah.
And I love those. But too many people want to post the inputs and they never get to the outputs.
So this concept, right? I think it applies more than just people working out. What you post about all the time of saying that what you love usually is an indication of a deficit in your real life.
Yep.
Same goes with people that post, like, you know, we're both Christians in here. And you will see people post all the time the little scripture.
Yep.
And selfie. Hey,
I love that you're posting scripture. Yep. Paul actually writes about whether your intentions are bad or good, Christ's name is made known.
Yes.
And that. So I love that. But you're right. He's preaching.
it gets under my skin because then when I see you in real life and I see you in front of my face, where are you at the local outreach?
Yeah.
Is there fruit in your life where friends and family around you that are close in you? Like, oh yeah, I can see that this is who they really are.
Typically it's Instagram or Facebook, and I hear people, they'll have rants about what the church needs to do or what the church needs more of or what we need to do or what we need to do. But like typically for a lot of part, now this isn't everybody, but what I found for the most part is a lot of people that post that are not the ones who typically get out there and actually do it rubber meets the road. Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a deficit there. And I don't know if it's like speaking something over your life, like I need more of this, but it typically comes from a soapbox. And
that's what gets me.
I have no grounds to stand on a soapbox for anything.
No.
And you know, one of the most beautiful things that I've found, it's a pet peeve of mine, but I've found this, and I've actually, years ago, I made a goal to stop doing this all the time. Now, I'll do it every now and then if I really feel like I want to make a point, but typically my point, my heart posture is pure, and I would say the same thing to someone's face about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found the older I get, the more or the less I realize that my opinion matters. My opinion matters so little in the grand scheme of things. And honestly, it shouldn't, because I'm a human. Like, I'm a flawed individual. And we trust people's opinions too much online. And we're listening to people's opinions too much. And I'll literally have friends that will listen to one message from a minister online and it completely changes them. Mm. And it's like, hey, like we've got to look at this. And so I used to get online and I would have these soapbox moments about things I was frustrated about. Guys, that is not the place.
No, it's not.
Because I find they're not encouraging for the most part.
Right.
Nobody's, like, for the most part, most people aren't looking at those and going, oh, yeah, you're right, unless they're in your in crowd and they agree. And that's what you want. You don't want people to push back. You want people to go, yeah, you're right. And I've found that, like, my opinion doesn't matter enough to make a point. And so some of your most, like, I don't know, some of the people I look up to most are typically the people that aren't posting a ton of soapboxy things online.
Right. Right. And if you are frustrated at something, what I've learned, because that can be me. If I'm not careful, that will be me so quick. Same. What needs to happen is something I've learned is go to your friends.
Yeah.
Go to your friends. Go to your whatever your community space is, or go to a mentor. And if you don't have a mentor in your life, like, or someone that you look up to that is like, in 50 years, that's where I want to be, like, you need to find that person.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to counseling. Go to therapy. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, me and you both have been to those places. Like,
I go
counseling.
So I go to counseling, and we're going to do a mental health episode.
Yeah,
I would say,
for sure.
Because we both have stories of, like, mental health and how we've struggled and how we've, you know, the wins and the losses that we've had over the time of that. But going to counseling proactively is one of the most, like, if you want an elite, top-tier thinking, don't wait until you've reached rock bottom to go counseling. You should still go. Hey, go proactively.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no stigma, or should be no stigma in this world about going to counseling. I'm not going to judge you. Josh is not going to judge you. God's not going to judge you. And anybody that does, cut them out.
Yeah, you don't need those people in your life anyways.
No.
One of my good friends, they're a couple, and they would say that we don't go to couples counseling because our marriage is bad. We go to couples counseling because we want to make sure it's the best that it can possibly be.
Yeah, don't wait to change your oil until the car's broke down completely.
Yep. And I think so. People use social media as like this self-counseling thing, which is so dangerous. It's going to hurt people. It's going to hurt you.
It's a metaphorical pacifier.
Yes.
Ooh, y'all didn't like that. it is. It's a metaphor. And typically you'll see people like, hey, what's the number one thing you do when, you know, the ships are burning and, you know, everything's like blowing up around you? What do you say? It's going to be okay. I'm okay. And I think a lot of times what we do is we overcompensate on the internet. We overcompensate because I've been there. Overcompensate on the internet because somehow we've created a false reality that we hope will be our actual reality. Mm-hmm. And so we post things that are almost like making it seem like we've got it all together. And what we really need to do is shut off our phone, call someone, shut off our phone and say, hey, guys, I don't have it together. Like, our lives are too short to pretend like we're okay all the time. We're not. No one is. And if they say they are, they're a big old huge liar.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, when I would fall in a skate park and really hurt myself, you know what I'd say? I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah. Psych yourself out. Yeah. And I think sometimes that could be good, but I think the whole, you got to be tough. You know, just be real with people, because those are some of the best breakthroughs I've ever had in life are when I go, man, I don't have it all together.
You're right. So, man.
Turn. We went off. Not everybody should be on social media.
Yeah,
that is our next thing. And maybe you're listening to this and it struck a nerve with you. Probably shouldn't be on it then. Like, if you're getting irritated with us at some of the things we're saying, I feel like we're making objective points.
Yeah.
And I'm also not making myself the hero, and Josh isn't making himself the hero.
No, not at all.
We have been in the camp of saying things, getting on soapbox, you know, trying to overcompensate for, you know, the downfalls we have in life on social media, doctoring up our photos, whatever, which brings us to, what are your pet peeves? What are things that you see on social media that absolutely drive you crazy?
Yeah, over Photoshopped like pics.
We know, if I know you, I know that you don't look like that.
No, I saw you last week. That's not you. Who is that?
And I get it, because I've like not Photoshopped, but I've made sure like before to get a good angle.
Yeah, and I like presenting your best self, sure. But when you're going above and beyond to where like that's not even the person
false version of yourself.
Yeah, that stuff I get all, you know, worked up about or whatever. Not worked up, but just like it's a pet peeve.
And I almost want to say it this way. What makes you feel like that without doing that, you're not enough?
Right.
Like, and I've had to ask myself this, like, why do I need to do, am I not enough? Who am I trying to impress? Because typically you got a few people in your head.
Yeah.
When you post that picture, or you say that quote or whatever, you've got a few people in your head immediately that you're thinking, I hope they see this.
I hope this person leaves a comment, or I hope this person Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I think we all have some of that in us, but that's where we have to, like, we got to figure that stuff out before we just start just posting fake pictures of what we think or what we want to look like to trick someone. Or
the fact that they're comparing likes to drugs, to like the same reaction. And I don't know if you're like me. That's why I don't post a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, your boy, you can go look on my Instagram. I probably post maybe 2 to 3 times a year. Now, I'll put stuff on my story a lot.
Sure.
But I only post like 2 to 3 times a year. And it's typically the only reason I do is because I want to post more. And typically, I'll have my finger over that post button. I'm going to be real with y'all for a minute. Y'all want authenticity? I'm going to be authentic. I have my hand over that post button, like, and I'll have the internal dialogue of, what do I hope to gain out of posting this?
Mm.
And I ask myself this, and I didn't always do that, and I have to catch myself. What do I hope to gain by posting this? I don't always get it right, but that's why I don't post a lot on social media, because I typically, like, I did a photo dump recently. That was, like, my most recent post. Yeah. And the only reason I did is because I was just really, like, thankful for the people that I had around me. And I wanted people to see that.
Yeah.
But, dude, how about this? You ever been in a beautiful location?
Yeah, say like, you're like mountains or the beach or wherever.
You're in the Caribbean.
Vacation, yeah.
Typically, everybody loves to post that picture. And, hey, I like looking at those pictures because it's, like, cool.
Oh, sweet.
But if your posture for posting that picture is, look where I'm at.
Yeah.
That's pride.
Not a good place to be.
No, and I've been there before. Yeah. I have, and that's why I post less. Dude, you can almost look at my social media profile and see how my posts have changed over the years, because I used to care so much about what people thought about me, and I still do, let's be honest.
Yeah, we all do to a certain extent.
But I feel like the older I get, like, I don't care as much about people's perception of me, because the people that are around me that know me. But what is your, like, intent behind, hey, look where I'm at. Look at what I get to do, and you're not here.
Yeah, it's never a good thing. No. That's why, do I?
Do it.
I just don't understand the point of someone posting a picture of themselves, like, at their field of work, we'll just say that, where there's a lot of people's attention on you.
Oh,
do you get where I'm going?
Hey, you can go ahead and say it.
Because I don't see where the plumber or the electrician is posting a selfie of them on the job saying, I'm so blessed of da-da-da that I got to do X, Y, and Z, be an electrician, tile.
Equally as important.
Yeah, it's like we need you, but it's just like, well, my picture doesn't look like that person. And does that help? Or does that, like, scratch the itch of the narcissism that you're not wanting to deal with?
And I fought and don't post pictures like that anymore, because what I found is I've gotten just as much joy. I'm a musician. You're still a musician, but you're not, like, active as a musician all the time now.
Yeah.
However, you speak on a platform in front of people a lot. Uh-huh. I play music and speak on a platform in front of people. And I'll tell you, now that I fight the the wanting of a bigger platform and getting identity from, like, that platform, now that I fight that, I couldn't care less whether I'm playing and leading or speaking in front of 5 people or 20,000.
It's just as important.
I've had better times, honestly, in front of smaller groups, and I've had great times in front of large groups, but I intentionally try not to post those because you'll find yourself cropping out to make the room look bigger. You'll find yourself
not healthy, I don't think.
It's not good. So if you are somebody with a large platform, when you post something of you on a platform, it's not a bad thing to do that.
Right.
But check your heart check your heart before you post that. Check your intentions before you post that. Because typically, if we're being honest, for the most part, we're wanting a reaction. We're wanting people to see, look at me. And I, again, we've been there. We do that.
Yeah.
All right.
No perfect people here.
Social media conspiracies. Cool. If you are not paying for the product, you are the product. Do you feel like, Josh, that people are watching you via social media? Absolutely.
You're talking about when people are watching us, you mean like who they are?
They
are watching you?
The servers.
Yeah, or listening.
I would say so.
Every ad is pinpoint, like it's pinpoint to my heart. It plays my heartstrings. Like I do need that camping item. Yeah. I do need that cool flashlight. I do need to order, I don't know, new drumsticks. Like the things we're talking about now, our phones are going to pick this up. So when we check Instagram in the next hour and a half, it's going to be like, holy crap.
And it works. It works flawlessly because also based off of things that you click on, it will run more ads to feed that.
Yeah.
So say it's a 10% off sale. Next time you go there, it'll be a 15% off sale.
Wait a little while.
You might get a better deal. But yeah, I do believe that there is. I also believe that social media can make you more biased. So like, you know that like you can go onto your Facebook if you still have a Facebook. I don't get on there much, but like I have a Facebook. And you can click into a few settings and your Facebook will tell you what your political preference is based off of posts that you like, pages that you follow.
Yeah.
Facebook knows, Instagram the same thing, knows your bias. And so echo chamber, if a website knows your bias and they want you to use it more, they're going to feed that bias.
Yeah, they're
going to
put all the stuff that you, yeah, right.
Why would I not
face?
Tell you what you want to hear if I want to keep you around?
Yeah. Yeah, it's dangerous, dude. That's what, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we need to create our own social media called Real Boys. I'm a real boy. Pinocchio on it.
Yep.
Yeah, so I do believe conspiracy-wise, it's not a conspiracy.
Yeah, it's very obvious that this happens.
It is obvious that there's an algorithm that is feeding you with, even the posts, the pages you interact with the most is going to be at the top of your, so Facebook.
Yep.
They clock you out at I think 5,000 friends. You're only gonna see, yeah, you're only gonna see about 50 friends posts, maybe 100, because
I did not know that
the people that you interact with most are gonna be the posts that you see, because 5,000 people, no way you're gonna be able to follow that many people. So, yeah, all right, well let's one last thing I want to touch on,
yeah,
before we go into who you should follow. These are people that we follow that we think are great. Etiquette.
Yeah.
I want you to do we're going to do this too this week. I want you to do an inventory. And I want you to scroll over your profiles. Say it's your Instagram profile. Say it's your Facebook profile. Look at all of your posts. And those posts are going to paint a picture of what's important to you.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So if the majority of your posts, and I've seen this a lot because I got a lot of friends that do this, you will find that people care more about politics based off their post than they do their family.
Yep. Bingo.
Hey, it struck a nerve.
Red alert.
And do I believe that's true? No. I believe people care way more about their families. But if I don't know you and I look at your Facebook profile and you post about politics and conspiracies and all this other stuff, that tells me, not knowing you, that politics are more important to you than anything else.
Yep.
If 70%, 80%, 90% of your posts are fueled by that, then that tells me that that is more important to you. Hey, I have to do a personal inventory, and that's why I don't post a lot. Because I look at my Facebook profile now and I'm actually like starting to be a little pleased with what I post,
yeah,
or what I share, because I don't care how many likes I get on it. I just want to post things that like tell people who I am, really, who I want to be.
Yeah.
And my Instagram's not there yet, but I'm trying to get to the point where I post more about like the things that are actually important to me so that people can get a real picture. So look, do an inventory this week. This is our challenge, our Talk Boys challenge. Homework.
Talk Boys homework. That's what
this,
we should do.
And hey, this episode has not been as lighthearted.
No. Yeah, I mean, just because I think so many people are, so, when you talk about something that the majority is addicted to, it's gonna step on people's toes. It's gonna strike a nerve.
And, yeah, and for hey, sure. If you have a pushback on something we've said, do a personal inventory first, but come talk to us. DM us. So, because your homework this week, look at your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram page, and see what your posts are about and see what that narrative says about you.
Yep. Do all it. Right. Homework time.
Closing up. Shot out of a cannon. Your top three pages to follow.
Top three is going to be, it's like a surfer Instagram called Kook Slams.
Oh, I love that page.
I love it so much. It's just people getting blindsided by these huge waves or thinking they can surf and they get absolutely destroyed. My second one would be Theos U memes.
Okay.
So it's like a big theology, like, joke page, meme page, and it's just the funniest thing ever because it takes a shot at cultural Christianity, which who doesn't love doing that? And then my third one, man, who would my third one be? I don't really know.
I
don't know.
The Talk Boys podcast.
Yeah, it would be. That would be the number three.
Easy. Hey, our profiles, Talk Boys podcast is a fun one to follow. I would say follow it. It's getting better.
Yep.
Our personal Instagram profiles, you can follow them if you want, but mine's not that dazzling. Yeah. I think even on my profile, I like at one point in time, I put, I don't post much here. So
you're setting the expectation pretty low.
I am not the funnest person to follow online, but why not? Give us a follow.
Do it.
All right. I will second Theos U memes.
They're so offensive and so funny.
Nathan Finocchio also is one of my favorite follows online.
Yeah.
I hope at some point in time we can get him to be on this podcast.
I need to meet him.
I feel like we get along really well. Let me look here. Dude, confession. I follow a page. People, I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this. Nature is Metal.
Oh, yes, dude. That should be it for sure.
Dude, Nathan
is
Pinocchio. He is metal. So Nature is Metal is a page. It's brutal.
It hurts.
There is basically wild wilderness of like a lion taking down a gazelle.
Yeah. Like a lot of wildlife brutality.
And most people don't like it. My wife actually will always ask me, please don't show me those videos. And I get it. Theos U memes. Oh, gosh. I feel like Jim Fell Nation.
Yeah, that's also a good one, too.
Those are like, I send a lot of those to people. Follow some wholesome pages, too. I follow this guy. His name is Nicky Gumbel. I think it is Nicky Gumbel.
Or Gumbel?
Gumbel. Nicky Gumbel.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who that is?
Nope.
He actually narrates a lot of the Bible app, but he's a minister.
Yes, I know who that is.
He's a minister from England. He is just a wholesome guy to follow. Follow him.
Do it.
Wholesome guy. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not going to tell you to follow a lot of pages online because we all should follow less people and less pages.
That is the truth. That is the truth.
And at some point in time, we may have like a sponsored ad and we'll tell you to follow that page. But until then, follow less people. Hey, this was more of a serious episode, and I'm glad that y'all are with us. I'm glad that you are spending time with the Talk Boys this week, and you've taken an hour out of your day to listen to us speak in microphones. It means more to us than we know.
It just means a lot.
I told Josh last week, I can't believe that people like our podcast this much.
It makes...
And not that you're like, oh, it's my favorite, but like... Even that people like it at all, it just...
We love you so much.
We're thankful for you, and we're thankful that you're understanding that our podcasts are mostly lighthearted, but sometimes we're going to hit topics that are a little more serious, like social media, and we've been able to hit it with a lighthearted feel, but a lot of the things we've spoke to today, we always say at the end of every podcast that a lot of things that we've said are subjective, and some of the things today we've said are subjective.
Yeah, this is our opinions.
And... But some things probably have a lot of truth to them that we're saying, and we're not coming from a place of we've got it figured out. A lot of times we're coming from a place of, hey, we need to learn this together and we need to get better. If you post on social media this week, homework, do the challenge, look at your post, show me what's important to you. And the second thing is, be positive. Share something that is going to bring someone joy this week and is going to enrich someone's life. And do it from a good place, not from a place to get likes. Yeah, so this is episode 6. As we're wrapping up, we're looking forward to keeping this content coming at you. Who knows what we're going to talk about next week?
Coming at you, big boy.
All right, Talk Boys out.